When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Bests. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey Tom, how's it going?
Oh, who's this?
This is Chet over at the Muse at Newbridge Estates.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah.
Shut up.
Very fancy, huh?
Well, yeah. We do have our own water supply. Mm-hmm. It's got gold flecks in it.
Mm-hmm.
Am I kidding or am I not?
You're not?
I don't know.
Oh, are you? I assumed you were not. I've heard about how fancy it is.
Yeah.
Over at the Muse.
I wasn't kidding.
You weren't. I didn't think so. I've heard tell of things like that.
Oh, it's good living over here. I'll tell you that.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks. Hey, you know, a few weeks ago, you had a topic that I really liked about things we miss from the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I really miss? I didn't get to chime in that night, but I'll tell you what I miss.
What's that?
I miss when bands had theme songs.
Theme songs?
Yeah, like Hey Hey with the Monkees, remember that one?
Sure, that was the Monkees song.
It was called that?
No, it was called Hey Hey Where the Monkees.
It was a song that was like In This Generation. Mm. What's that called?
For Pete's Sake.
For Pete's Sake. That was the end credit song, right?
For the second season of the Monkees, it was, yes.
Second season? Oh, my God. I'm talking to a monkey maniac, I guess, right?
Well, I know a fair amount about the Monkees, yes. I'm a fan.
Well, I've heard that one other drummer played on one song that wasn't Mickey Dolenz. Who was it? That's trivia for you. He only played on... Mickey Dolenz played on every song except one.
What song?
I'm a Believer. Hal Blaine played on it. It was the only song that Mickey didn't play on.
Well, he played on Pleasant Valley Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Some of the trickiest drumming I've ever heard?
Sure did.
That, like, it's like the fills are like lightning on that thing.
Yeah, that's classic Mickey.
But he wasn't singing and playing like that.
Oh, yeah, all live, one take, first take.
Wow, I've never heard that.
I've done my research. Now you do yours.
Okay. Yeah. I had never heard that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I also like that song, Jocko Homo by Devo. Remember that?
Sure.
We Are Devo. D-E-V-O.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I guess I really never thought of how that really is something that you don't hear that much these days. You know? I mean, I'm a fan of it also. I liked the Gorries had their version, which was Hey, Hey, We're the Gorries.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah, and Public Image Limited had...
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
You never listen to a word that I say.
Public Image, yeah.
I like that one. Those are great.
Yeah.
I wonder why there aren't more of those today, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, that Devo one's great. The Descendants had a great one. You know, we're the proud, we're the few, the Descendants, rock and roll tonight. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers had a great one. Of course, Minor Threat, that's a great song.
Yeah. Wait, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers?
Yeah.
They had a theme song?
You don't remember this? Yes.
No.
It was on side two of Damn the Torpedoes.
Side? Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You really don't remember that song?
No, not at all.
Well, it went kind of like, off the top of my head, it was like... With Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, we come from Gainesville way. Tom's on guitar, and so is Mike. Little Ben Mon tickles the ivories. Stan is in the back, he's laying it down, and sometimes he acts the clown. Ron's on bass, we're rocking the place, and if you like cocaine, so do we. It was something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you're making that up.
No,
I have never heard that in my entire life.
Oh, no. My total bro, Warren Zanes, just put out this great book on Tom Petty, and there's a whole chapter devoted to that song.
Mm-hmm. Well, I find that a little hard to believe.
Call him.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know Warren
Call
Zanes.
Him up.
I don't know him.
Oh, well, he was in the Del Fuegos. Remember them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had a great theme song. How'd it go? It was like, Del Fuegos, drinking beer and wearing shirts. Del Fuegos, garage rock from Beantown.
Hey.
What?
I gotta just ask you about the drums that you're playing.
What about them?
Like, where are you right now?
Oh, I'm downstairs in my ad man cave here at my house.
And what is an ad man cave?
Yeah.
What is an ad man cave?
Oh, well, Tom, I'm a senior executive VP at Coleman, Norple, and Storpleton, Newbridge's premier ad agency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to brag, but I was the guy who snuck the phrase awesome sauce into that landmark Vlasic pickle commercial last year.
Oh, okay. As long as you're not bragging.
Oh, I'm not bragging at all. I'm not bragging about this either. My main client right now?
Yeah.
Google.
Well, not Google Chrome.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I wrote this amazingly cool song for this new commercial we just put out.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Come On Now, Let's Have Big Fun. Everyone's singing it. School kids are singing it all over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, that was taken from me.
What? Yeah. From you? What do you mean?
Yeah, it's a...
That's redunk.
Okay, well, it's a thing I did on the show years ago. Repeatedly, and now it finds its way into a commercial.
Your show's like a year old. What are you talking about?
No, the show's been going on for about 15 years.
Shut up. Really?
Yeah, yeah. And
wow.
It's something that's been done for years, and
oh,
now it somehow finds its way into a Google commercial. How about that?
Well, parallel thinking, I guess, right?
Yeah, parallel thinking.
Yep.
The
that's
great.
That's how it rolls out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Parallel thinking.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Well, anyway, I went off track there. You know, mm-hmm. So basically, I've done pretty well for myself. Okay. You know, I mean, some of your Cubicle Zero listeners might have what's called a man cave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a place where they sit in their undershorts and scarf Mountain Dew and Doritos and watch the big game.
Yeah.
Well, I've got what can only be described as a man cave on both human and animal growth hormones.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what makes it different than a man cave?
Well, mine's got a heated infinity pool and a sushi bar with a live-in sushi master named Hideki.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I come down here, you know, I'll chow down and watch Stripes, Caddyshack, or Fletch on my 65-inch human plasma screen TV, especially when the wife and kids are working my last nerve, which is pretty much most of the time, right?
Okay.
Kind of reminds me of that that Dylan song off of what album is it? Infidels. You know, it's like if I'd known 15 years ago that our baby would grow up to rob a lady's footlocker, my life would be a lot different now. Remember that one?
I don't remember that one at all.
I think it's on side two. It's called, like, Regrets or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know it. Jeez.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Bro.
Uh-huh. Oh. Hey, what's your name again?
Chet.
Chet. Yeah. Chet, can I ask you a question?
Sure, shoot.
Are you a little buzzed? You a little drunk?
Hey, I've had a few martinis with gold chunks in them. Is that a crime?
No. No.
Damn right it's not. Hey, you asked about the drums?
Mm-hmm.
I have a very sweet gold drum kit I jam on down here when I need to blow off steam.
Uh-huh. Gold. Yeah. That's a brand of drums?
No. No, the company's not called Gold Drums, but it is a very high-end custom-built Babinga wood kit made by Cartier. It's gold-plated. Even the drum heads are made of gold.
Cartier?
Yeah.
Cartier makes drums?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Only the best for moi.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah. So the drums are made of gold.
Oh, yeah.
All gold.
All gold.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And how do they sound?
Truthfully, not great, but they're all gold.
Uh huh.
Yeah. I like to say it's the drum kit that Awesome Sauce built.
Uh huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And if they're being especially good, yeah. I sometimes let my kids Coltrane, Satchel, Thelonious, and Jelly Roll Morton come down and polish them.
Wow, those are the names of your kids, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Coltrane.
Mm hmm.
Satchel.
Mm-hmm.
Coltrane is named after John Coltrane, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Satchel is?
Satchel Paige.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Thelonious is?
Thelonious Monk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have a kid named Jelly Roll?
Yeah, first name is Jelly Roll.
Uh-huh.
Middle name is Morton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So they get to polish your drum set.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. My wife polishes something else later on.
Ugh. Stop it.
I dropped my gold wallet.
Yeah. You have a gold wallet.
I sure do. It's heavy.
I'm sure it is. And it's probably, seems like it might not be the world's most flexible wallet.
Oh, no. Very stiff. Very hard.
Like, the point of a wallet, I thought, was that you had it and could easily open it.
No, I need a key and also a crank to
uh-huh.
open it. Yeah, it's hinged.
And the whole point of a wallet, I thought, was also that what's in it isn't more valuable than it.
What, are you getting wallet lessons?
Well,
wallet master speaks.
Okay.
Come, children, let's sit at his feet.
Oh, stop.
No, you stop.
No, you mentioned you had a gold wallet. I never heard of a gold wallet before.
Well, I have one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
So you're a real big shot, huh?
I'm a very big shot.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, let's stop talking about me. Who else had great theme songs? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, The Clash had two of them. Mm-hmm. They had, what's the one that was on the real bad record, the last one? It's called We Are the Clash. Remember
off,
that?
Off Cut the Crap.
Cut the Crap, yes.
Yeah.
But they also had that cool one, Clash City Rockers.
Yes.
Remember that one?
Early one.
Early one. New band, newish band, Wilco has a song called Wilco the Song.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? R.E.M., Art Brute, Mamas and the Papas had that Creek Alley song.
Uh-huh. R.E.M. R.E.M. did not have a theme song.
Sure they did.
Really?
It's on Chronic Town.
How did it?
You don't remember it?
Not at all.
Oh, it went like this. R is for rock. It's what we do. E is for ecstasy. It's what you'll be in when you hear us. M. It's for the music that we rock that will put you into ecstasy. The name of the band is R.E.M., bitch.
I don't. That, no, that's not real. That's
I swear, it was on the side that Stumble was on, so most people didn't hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah. That I don't believe it, but you're also making it sound like every single band has or had some sort of theme song.
Oh, most did. Most did. Name a band, and I'll tell you if they did or didn't.
Okay. Led Zeppelin.
Oh yeah, remember this one? Led Zeppelin from the ashes of the Yardbirds. We're real heartbreakers. We're gonna go in through the outdoor. Our presence will not be denied. Remember that one?
I think it was on
Coda.
Stop telling me what they're on. Okay, Cheap Trick. Did they ever have a theme song?
Let me think. Oh yeah, they did. Remember, it was like. We're just a band from Rockford. Two of us are goofy, two of us are handsome. We played at Budokan. We have a song called Come On, Come On. Our singer's hair is blonde. We're Cheap Trick. I think it was on Monster.
I don't care what it... The Smiths, did they ever have a theme?
Oh, you know, I... No, they did. They did. That's right. It was like, how'd it go? It was like, come on up to Manchester and party with the Smiths, bitch. It was on,
what was it?
It was on Strange Ways. Here we come.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yep. Oh, you know who had the best one, though?
Who?
David Bowie.
David Bowie definitely did not have a theme song.
He sure did. How'd it go? It was like... My name is David Bowie. I have two different colored eyes. I've gone through so many changes from station to station. You probably don't realize I'm a lad insane. Let's dance, bitch.
Bitch seems to come up. Okay.
I guess songwriters back then, they would either say love or the B word.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
What's that, Chad?
You should do a topic where people talk about what bugs them, what irks them, and you should call it listener peeves.
Listener peeves.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Why is that something you could contribute to?
I'd be glad to start you off right now.
Okay.
Well, this is something that happened to me yesterday. Okay?
Okay.
I was at the airport, and I was in the American Airlines General's Club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. American Airlines, you mean it's the Admiral's Club.
No.
Yeah, it is.
The Admiral's Club is for normo drones who think they're one of the elite. No, son. The General's Club is for the truly rich and special. You know what they do there?
What?
They shoot a 24-carat gold mist into the air every 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And it really makes you feel alive and really important. And, Tom, this mist?
Uh-huh, yeah.
It has cutting-edge shirt-crisping properties to it. You look like you just got out of the shirt crispery. It's effing the best.
So, okay, so when you were at the General's Club,
yes.
What was it that bothered you when you were there?
Oh, well, I washed my hands after I did my business, and I squirted some soap into my hands from the dispenser, and I realized it wasn't soap. It was hand lotion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that I could see that being annoying.
It was very annoying. I'll tell you, I was livid. You know, I mean, The only person who needs hand lotion is someone who's contemplating a pickle plunder, if you ask me.
Okay, you don't need to say that. That's, yeah, that's out of line.
I'm out of line?
You know, yeah, you're out of line.
No one talks to me like that, okay?
Yeah.
Looks like you just got invited to dinner with me and my ad buddies.
Uh-huh. Oh, I got invited. Like I would ever, I would never, why, the last thing on earth I would do is have dinner with you and your dumb, like, crisp shirt ad buddies.
Oh, hang on here. You're not having dinner with us. You are dinner.
Wait, what?
You are dinner.
Wait, what?
You are dinner. We have a hunting slash dinner club. We hunt human zeros, and then we slash them, and then we have them for dinner.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Yeah. So your plan is what? You're going to kill and eat me?
Oh, yeah. You're going to be part of our big ad giving day.
Uh-huh. Ad feast. Giving. When is ad giving day?
It's Thursday.
You mean that's Thanksgiving. It's people have a Thanksgiving Day feast on Thursday.
Yeah, drones do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. You know. I don't know.
You know, you say potato, I say potato.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you're supposed to pronounce them differently, you know. But, you know, wait, why am I caught up in how you pronounce potato? You can't be serious about all this stuff you're talking about. With,
of course I am. It's going to be great. We're also going to eat this guy named Mike. Uh-huh. He's this guy who lives at this bar in Bayonne. He looks very tasty. Mm-hmm. He's the marinating.
That's sick.
Hey, we're true sportsmen.
Uh-huh.
Like Ted the Nug Nugent. Uh-huh. We only hunt what we eat, just like him.
Yeah, well, this is disgusting.
No, it's not. It's a spiritual endeavor.
How is this a spiritual endeavor?
Because when you consume your quarry, you absorb their life force, you cannibal dummy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I cannot wait to take on Vince Neil's life force.
Vince Neil.
Yeah.
From Motley Crue.
Yeah, he's on the menu for Thursday, too.
Okay. So, who's on the menu? I am?
You are that Mike guy, Vince Neil. Who else? Carl Weathers.
Okay.
Gary Berghoff from MASH. Mm-hmm. Daryl Strawberry. This total dweeb named Jake Fugelnoost. Yeah, okay. A bunch of other dippadoodles, too.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty troubling list to be on.
You're going to be troubled when I track you down at any of these places. I'm looking here now.
Well,
looks like you're going to be at in Toronto on Saturday the 28th.
Where?
Something
do you
called,
know,
called the Mod Club.
The Mod Club, yeah.
With your good time buddy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Me and my good time buddy are going to be doing a show in Toronto on Saturday.
Love to see that.
Thankfully, you can't see any. Well, I'm glad you can't see any of the other listings.
Oh, I can. The next day, it says here you're going to be in Cambridge, Massachusetts, at a place called the Sinclair, 29th. I can also get you on December 13th in Philadelphia at something called Union Transfer. And I'll tell you, man, I'm looking at the ticket sales for this thing.
Yeah.
There's no way you sold this many tickets.
Uh-huh. Well, the shows are selling very well, all the
Good
shows.
Good Lord.
And there's... Thankfully, you have no idea how to get tickets, though, for any of these.
Oh, well, I'm at this website. It's called Stereo Laughs. That's with two Fs, .com.
Yeah.
/tour/. I don't think that second slash is warranted, is it?
The only
slash you need to worry about is the slash that's coming in your throat in a couple days.
I will say I'm upset that you do know that Stereo Laughs with two Fs, .com/tour is where you can get tickets to all of those dates with me and my fun time buddy, as you call them.
I do know.
Yeah, but I'm more upset about this whole cannibal thing still.
Well, I'd be upset too. Mm-hmm. Very upset.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Wait, what's wrong?
Oh no.
What?
My infinity pool is malfunctioning. It's starting to boil. Hideki, put away that wasabi and shut that thing down. Oh no, it's gonna blow. Tom, you gotta help. me, please?
I'm not, why should I help you? You
please?
A minute ago, you were saying you were going to eat me.
Come on, I'll make it up to you.
No, and you stole my song.
No. Look, I'll buy you a membership to the Colonel's Club.
Uh-huh.
It's just a step below the General's Club in terms of perks.
Okay, but so I'm above the Admiral's Club, but below the General's. Okay, that's not enough. No.
How about a lifetime of crisp shirts?
I don't care about crisp shirts, Chet.
Oh, please.
No, it's not interesting.
Oh, no, Hideki just got scolded. Oh, no. Oh, everything's cool now, I guess, right?
Good. Well, that's
yeah.
Not. That's
ah!
Oh, my God. Well, I guess that solves the Google problem. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.
Bye.